Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Rave reviews for the delightful children's book, What the Wind Blew In, by Marilyn Wassman. The Pacific Book Review says if you are only able to buy one children's book to read to your youngsters at bedtime, What the Wind Blew In, by Marilyn Wassman, would be a very good book to buy. The one I'd suggest, it has everything. Six vibrant tales are presented in poetic form with softly colorful illustrations by the poet. And the poet and author, Marilyn Wassman, is our guest on This Week in America to talk about a delightful children's book, What the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children. Marilyn, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm really looking forward to having this conversation here today, and I want to start by talking about yourself. You've got quite an interesting background. Tell us a little bit about who you are and where this interest came from in writing.
My name's Marilyn Benjamin Wassman. I'm grateful to be proud of living in the United States. I'm descended from many hardworking Americans. My father's ancestors arrived in the 1600s, and my mother's family came to America during the Irish potato famine that occurred at the turn of the century. I was born on February 29th in a leap year, so I spent my life having birthdays only when that date occurs every 4 years. I grew up in a small town in eastern Connecticut, and as I worked to complete 4 degrees, and while I was pursuing my career as a librarian, I lived in New Jersey, New York, Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. I've longed to travel more, but I've traveled a bit in the United States and somewhat in Europe, and I'm trying to age gracefully now. I'm increasingly introverted, and I'm more content to be working and creating in my home during my retirement. I have a loving and supporting husband who's assisted with the production of our 3 books. And you're going to ask me how did I get into writing?
Well, let's talk about that. With this background that you have, a diverse background, how did you get into writing? What was it about writing that really interested you in getting involved in this?
Okay, from my childhood, I've been an avid bookworm, and I used to retreat to a treehouse my father built for me, and I read my stories up there, and I was always researching and writing papers in college and library school, and during the years I was earning a living, and I wrote numerous papers, so that's why I wrote a lot then. But I think I took a more imaginative direction when I was riding the subway back and forth to work during my career as a cataloging librarian, and I remember I needed to have something to read for a writer's group that I joined in the suburbs. So I developed and tapped into my poetic genes that I had inherited from my ancestors, and I discussed that book in my book, Pen Scratching Poets. And I wrote in couplets because I love the sound of rhyming lines.
It sounds like in reading reviews of What the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children by our guest Marilyn Wassman, that you are very talented in writing this book and expressing this book for the children. Tell us a little something about this book and other books that you've written or maybe working on.
Okay. What the Wind Blew In is a collection of 6 stories to read with children, and the first story encourages children to be more thoughtful. The second teaches them to listen before they act, and the third shows them even animals can rescue people from disaster. The fourth assures readers that healing frequently follows pain, and the final story demonstrates that working together can rescue friends in trouble. So there's sort of a moral with each one of the stories.
Well, and it's so well done, and the child can participate depending on whether they read, you share the experience with them. There's plenty to talk about with the themes that Marilyn has in the book, with the Wind Blew In, 6 stories to read with children. 6 stories in reading reviews, some say, you know, each book is like each story is like a book unto itself. So you've got a bargain with 6 of these stories in one book, and the book available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, BooksidePress.com, the usual places, and we'll have all of that on our website. So you should be able to find them, and it's about that time of year you start thinking about gift giving. Here is a perfect gift. Marilyn,
can I talk about my other 2 books that I have published?
Yes, please do. Give us the information on those, and please let's discuss those.
Okay, Pen Scratching Poets is a collection of one family's creative pursuits And that's poetry and our work dedicated to family members. And it spans generations. It gives readers an in-depth insight into through my grandmother's poems, my relatives' poems, and my poems. And we have a section that includes poems about hope for America, and another section celebrates the holidays with poems that were written for our Christmas cards. And then I did another book, The Opossum and the Cat, which is an imaginative children's story written in rhyming couplets. And it's interspersed with information about opossums. And it has a moral about coexistence that readers, both young and old, can appreciate. It's a slumbering and solitary opossum. He's disturbed by a mother cat in labor who searches for a safe place for kittens, become attached to the opossum because of his unique tail, and he uses it to rescue the kittens when their adventuring goes too far. So Opossum and the Cat has received good reviews, and I recommend it to a lot of people to read.
And if you're going to Google and get information on the book, What the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children by Marilyn Wassman, that's Wassmann, on the Amazon page or Barnes & Noble, you click the author. The other books will come up there as well, and we'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Marilyn, who do you recommend the books for? Who should read these books that we've had a chance to talk about?
Well, I think children and adults will enjoy benefiting from the time they spend reading the self-published book. The books have subtle yet valuable moral lessons, and the poetic rhyming couplets have received praiseworthy rewards. I worked hard to make the illustrations are also informative, interesting, and colorful. And what sets our books apart from our books of the other genre are not only the illustrations, but the rhyming, because that's a lot of work to rhyme the stories, and that's what makes my books really unique, that I've rhymed it as I've told the stories.
And you've done such a remarkable job with this book and the others as well, With the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children by Marilyn Wassman. Googling, you'll do Wassmann and get all the information that way. Marilyn, what do you hope the reader experience when they read your books? What do you hope they get out of reading not just What the Wind Blew In, but the other books as well?
Well, I hope that readers and children would experience interest in the main characters and the subjects discussed in my stories. And if they recognize moral lessons in them, they're going to learn and be influenced by them in a positive way.
And they will, and this is going to be a great experience for the child to do with the parent or the grandparent or siblings. It's a chance to read together and then a chance to have a discussion about the various themes that Marilyn brings up in her books. What was the most challenging part for you in the writing journey, not just on this book with the Wind Blew In, but what's most challenging for you in writing these books?
Challenging. It's having time for it and really writing and rewriting and correcting it until it really holds together well. And the illustrations were a lot of work too. I think that's what I'd like to say. I think I would advise the readers to explore the pages of the books and appreciate the time and imagination and effort it took to bring these stories and poems onto the printed and published page. And I'm grateful to my supportive assistance of my husband and the patience and determination of our self-publisher and the knowledgeable and reliable help of our young and ever-faithful advocate and our marketer. They've helped a lot with getting the books into print.
Well, it's important, yes, once you do the creative part to get the word out there so that people can enjoy the fruits of your labor, and they're doing that. The book is available wherever books are sold, With the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children by Marilyn Wassman, Wassmann. What advice would you give to your readers if you had a chance to leave a message with them? What advice would you give them?
Well, I would advise them to spend time with the books and enjoy looking at them and reading them and learning from them, because they have strong morals. They're subtle, but they're moral messages, especially for children. All our books, they're uniquely individual. They're different messages. They all share my overall positive outlook and hopefulness. And they spread warmth, cheerfulness, and a healthy interest in life and creative and imaginative directions. So those are the things I would like to have.
In totality, what is the message of your book? How would you summarize the message in What the Wind Blew In?
it's just my positive outlook and hopefulness, and I think people need to be kind. My books are, especially the, I think of the possum and the cats, it really has a moral theme that all creatures can help each other, and I think that's really important to know about that. And the possum, our latest book emphasizes that, and I think each one of my stories is more or less positively telling people to be good to each other, and that's important. In this day and age, people are so competitive and rushing, and I think we need to slow down and be nice to each other. That's all. All right.
Boy, that's well said, because we really need to slow down here and to look around and appreciate what we have in life, because we go through it 110 miles an hour and miss some of the benefits of life. And you bring those home. The books are very basic in that element of all these things that in the themes that you discuss that we really need to think about, to contemplate, and to discuss. And you do that so well in your books. The book in particular we're talking about is What the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children by Marilyn Wassman, one review calling it a masterpiece. The book available, all of her books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Great gift-giving ideas as we head into that season. Marilyn, what's this been like in writing these books and receiving the rave reviews and the feedback from parents and grandparents who are getting these, and it's opening up all new areas of conversation with their children and grandchildren? What's this been like for you, this process of writing these books?
It's been a struggle, but I'm very grateful that it reaches people and it makes their lives better in the future. And our third book, Possum and the Cats, is going to be in the London Book Fair. We put them in some of the book fairs, and we've been struggling with the publishing of them, but I think it's going to be worthwhile if we know that readers get to enjoy them and they have a future. I want my books to live into the future.
Yes.
Most of all.
And these will be. This is another, I mentioned, you know, the gift-giving aspect. This is great. This is a book that a child will have and read and pass along to another child and eventually pass along to their child. It's that right. Book that's got right. That content in it, and it's so well done. The illustrations, we've got a few minutes left here. Let's talk about the illustrations as well, because they really complement the text of the book, don't they?
Yes, I tried to do that very much. I think it's over a length of time, because I was doing a lot of them toward the end of my library career, so I had to fit them in between when I was working. And as I said, a lot of the stories were thought up when I was riding back and forth to the subway.
Yes.
On the subway when I was working. But then, since in my retirement, I've had more time to make a little bit more work on them.
What is the writing process like?
I love to draw, and I love to paint, and it's having time for all of those things, but
yeah.
I think I'm trying to cultivate my imagination more as much as I can, because I'm using that. But mostly I draw from my husband's photographs. I have a house full of pictures of flowers. I'm a big flower.
Oh, very nice. And now you've worked with your husband on these projects as well, you had mentioned. What's that like, working with them and having that sort of support system there for him and you for him as well?
Well, he's a very patient and supportive person. He's very good on the computer, which helps a lot, that he can, once I bring the stories to life, he prints them and helps me get them into a state where the publisher will approve them, I think.
What are you working on now? You've got these books that are published and out there for the public to enjoy. What are you working on now? Do you have books in the process?
Yes, I have one, but it's quite. I'm sort of stuck on Chapter 11, but I'm trying to get past my troubles with Chapter 11. I have a lot of additional poems. I sort of write poetry when I can, and I'm working on that. And I don't know. I'm also exploring parables, so I've been writing about parables.
Interesting. Now, where did this all begin?
And we're also trying to produce a coloring book that will include my. It has a lot of the paintings that are on my wall. Over the years, I painted a lot of oil paintings. Not a lot, but enough oil paintings of flowers that my husband had photographed from our garden. So I have those to, for people to color, and I'm working on the drawings for that. So that should maybe that has a future. We're hoping that, but the cost of publishing thing is that's what's been difficult. The cost, and it's kind of rather bankrupt us. So we're slowing down a lot.
Well, yes, and it's so important to, you know, and I love the interaction, interactive portion of what you do, because with the coloring book and reading What the Wind Blew In, it's great points for discussion in their participation with the child, and if they can read it alone or read it with somebody, another element of what Marilyn has been able to do with her pictures. A couple minutes left here. Where did this begin in childhood? Were you an avid reader when you were growing up?
Yes, I think I mentioned that. I sat out in my father built a treehouse so that I could go out and even the people from my neighborhood would see me up in the treehouse and laugh, and they would say, I had a nickname of Mikey, and they say, oh, she's up in her treehouse reading her. Yes, I was a real bookworm, terrible, amazing bookworm. That's why I went into librarianship, because I believed in books so much, and I have a house full of books. Yes, I'm too much of I'm an avid reader. I recommend it. Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. It's great to escape and let your creative side take over. I want to just ask you as we wrap up here, you worked as an art cataloger at the Library of Congress. Talk about that and that influence that had on you. For someone who's interested in books, I can't think of a better place to work than the Library of Congress.
Well, it took me a long time through my career. I had to catalog a lot of music material and a lot of other things for the years. I was in the other departments before I got to be an art cataloger, so that was sort of toward the end of my career. And I worked in the Princeton Photographs Division, too, so there's a lot of... The library is enormous. There's an enormous amount of employees, and it was exciting, but a very intimidating, too, career. I don't know. But I loved being there. It was very nice, too. I feel very grateful that I got to work there.
Well, what a remarkable career that you've had, and reaching out to so many people now with your books that we talked about. The one in particular, the focus was What the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children by Marilyn Wassman. That's Wassmann. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. I thank BooksidePress.com for making Marilyn available for our interview today. Marilyn, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the success that you've had, and hopefully when the new book comes out, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, but I'd also like the people to know about the 10 Scratching Poets and A Possum and the Cats, the other two books, but especially A Possum and the Cats for children. Okay,
they all, and if you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble...
It's MarilynWassman.com, and we're going to be in the London Book Fair in April 18th to the 20th, 2023, in Olympia, United Kingdom. My publisher is going there and launching that Opossum and the Cats book there.
That is exciting, and all of this at Marilyn's website, MarilynWassman.com, Wassman, and I'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Marilyn, a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's a pleasure to talk to you and America, too. My best to everyone everywhere. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us, Marilyn Wassman, author of so many children's books, including What the Wind Blew In, Six Stories to Read with Children. Her website, MarilynWassman.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.